This evening I would like to speak about the words and the concepts of Mil'el and Mil'ereha. What do these words mean, Mil'el and Mil'ereha? There is one syllable in each word that must have a main stress. There are only two choices. Either the main stress will be on the last syllable of the word, or on the syllable before the last. If the main stress is on the last syllable, it's called Mil'ereha. If the main stress is on the syllable before the last, it is called Mil'el. Mil'ereha means milamato, and Mil'el means milamalo. For example, the word Yisrael is pronounced Yisrael. The main stress is on the last syllable, el. In the word Mishkanoisecha, the main stress is on the se, the syllable before the last. Therefore, Mishkanoisecha is Mil'el, and Yisrael is Mil'ereha. In the pasuk at the beginning of davening, Ma Toivu Oiholecha Ya'akov Mishkanoisecha Yisrael, the three words Toivu Oiholecha Mishkanoisecha are Mil'el. Ya'akov and Yisrael are Mil'ereha. The word ma in ma toivu is a one-syllable word. Therefore, there are no choices to be made. Question. How do we know whether to pronounce a word Mil'el or Mil'ereha? Are there guidelines? Are there rules? Are there halachos? By not pronouncing a word correctly, can you change the meaning of a word? The answer is that there are very good guidelines, and they are mentioned in halacha. And in many cases, mispronouncing the word on the wrong syllable can change the meaning of the word. Let me begin by stating that in most sidurim, such as our scroll, a small vertical line is placed under the syllable which is to be stressed. Look in a siddur at the beginning of the pasuk of Ma Toivu Oiholecha Ya'akov Mishkanoisecha Yisrael. The word Toivu has a line under the tes. The word Mishkanoisecha has a line under the se, the saf. The word Oiholecha has a line under the lamed, le. The words Ya'akov and Yisrael do not have a line. Therefore, automatically, you know the main stress is on the last syllable. So there really is no excuse not to daven correctly. Those who lain from the Torah can use the trup, the cantillations, as a guide. However, not all trup, not all cantillations, appear on the letter to be stressed. We will also address that topic and explain the structure of the trup to enable you to pronounce each word correctly if you are a Baal Koreh. Many experts believe that the reason so many of us have difficulty is due to the influence of the lands and countries we live in. Whereas in Lashon HaKodesh, the general rule is that the main stress is on the last syllable, Mil'ereha, In the English language, the tendency is just the opposite. I truly believe that if parents are able to follow my recommendation and find a few minutes each day to say a tefillah with their children, following the method I just suggested, your children will increase their reading skills and sound more educated as they grow up and become either Shliach Tzibur or a Bal Korei. Question. Can you give some examples of words if pronounced incorrectly on the wrong syllable, then the meaning of the word will be changed? Well, I'll give you first an example from the bracha that we make in the morning. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim. The word bonu, the stress is on the beis. The word bonu is mil'el. The word means us, that you Hashem had chosen us from among the nations. If you say bonu and put the stress on the nu and make it milera, the word bonu means they built, which obviously makes no sense in the context of the bracha. In the davening atah v'chartonu mikol ha'amim ahavta oisonu v'rotzisa bonu on the beis. However, in the pasuk in Parshas Noach that states vayered Hashem lirois es ha'ir ve'es hamigdol asher bonu b'nei ha'adam, Hashem descended to see the city and tower which the sons of man built. There the word is bonu, they built. If you say bonu, it makes no sense. The word bonu, they built, comes from the shorish of beis nun hei, and it is a verb. Bonu is from the preposition beis. Nu is the us, bonu. The stress is on the beis of the preposition, asher bochar bonu. Another example in Bamidbar, uvnei Reuven bonu es cheshboin. The sons of Reuven built cheshboin. Another category, an example from Kriya Shema. The word is va'ohav to. The stress is on the to. Va'ohav to es Hashem Elokecha. The main stress is milra, on the last syllable. The meaning is, you shall love. If you say va'ohav to mil'el on the hey, then the meaning is, and you loved, past, avar. The most popular example that is given is one that Rashi comments on as an example of the importance of mil'el and mil'ra. The words bo'o and bo'o. The pasuk states in Parshas Vayetze, Choftes, pasuk vav, Vihine Rachel Bitoi Bo'o Im Hatzoin Milra on the Aleph. Vihine Rachel Bitoi Bo'o Im Hatzoin. His daughter Rachel is coming with the flock. And in Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk states Virachel Bo'o on the beis. Virachel Bo'o Im Hatzoin Asher La'aviha. Rachel had come with her father's flock. Rashi explains here that in the first pasuk the accent is on the last syllable, meaning is coming in the present tense. But in the second pasuk, Rachel had come, mil'el, past tense. Harishoin l'shoin oiseh, v'hasheini l'shoin osseso. Another example in Parshas Vayishlach, the pasuk states, "Ve'es kol chelom, ve'es kol tapom, ve'es neshehem, shavu vayovoizu." The Bnei Yaakov took all their wealth and all their children and their wives. They took captive and they plundered. The word shavu, milera, on the last syllable, means they took captive. The shoresh of this word is shin veiz hey. However, in Yonah, Perigimel pasuk yud, where the pasuk states, "Vayar hu Elokim esma asehem ki shavu midarkam hara'a," Hashem saw from their deeds that they repented and that they returned from their evil ways and returned to Hashem. There the word is shavu. The accent is on the shin, mil'el, which means they repented. That is from a different shoresh of shin, vav, veiz. So we see again the difference in pronunciation of shavu and shavu make the difference in the meaning of the word. One more example from davening in Nishmas. We say, v'ilu finu mole shiro kayom, were our mouth as full of song as the sea. The word finu, the accent is on the fe, mil'el, meaning our mouth. In Shemoneh Esrei on Chanukah we say, V'achar kein bo'u vonecha lidvir beisecha ufinu es heicholecha. On the nun, ufinu. Afterwards your children came to the Holy of Holies of your house and cleansed your temple. The word here, ufinu, is milera. Again, they cleansed. In Parshas Mitzora, the pasuk states, "V'tzivo hakohen ufinu es habayis." The kohen shall command, and they shall clear out the house. Here too, the word is milera on the nun, ufinu. Okay, one last rule: tevois mukafois. What does that mean when we have two words? And we term it tevois mukafois, from the lashon of makof. When two words are connected with a makof, which is a small line which that attaches two words, then both words are treated like one, and there will be only one main accent on the second word only. A makof is a small horizontal line that connects two words. Most words of the Torah have trup, cantillations. However, many of the small words do not get a trup, and therefore they are just connected to one another with a makof. The lashon of the Mincha Shai is concerning makof. Hamakof mechaber shtei hamilois yachad ki'ilu hein mila achas arucha. Let me give you some examples from Kriya Shema. If you look inside the Siddur, you will see these examples of makof. Bechol levavecha, uvchol nafshecha, uvchol me'oidecha, al livavecha, al yodecha, al mezuzois, im shomoya, af Hashem. Again, these makafim generally come on smaller words being attached to another word. For those of you who are balei kriya, it is essential that your reading be accurate with these rules of Mil'el and Mil'ra. This concept is mentioned in Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah Sivan Kuf Mem Beis. You must learn the tune of the trup and understand its structure to understand which words are mil'el and which are mil'ra. I'd like to state some Ma'amorei Chazal on this inyan. As an introduction, I will quote the Gemara Megillah in Perek B'nei Ha'ir, Daf Lamed Beis. Amar Rav Shvatya, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaKorei B'loi Li'ima, V'shoine B'loi Zimra, Olov HaKosuv Oimer, V'gamani Nosati Lohem Chukim Loi Toivim. Whoever reads from the Torah without the traditional trup indicated in the punctuated Torah text, or learns Mishnah without a tune, is as though they have turned the decrees given by Hashem into decrees that are not good. The trup, or cantillations, are called Pisukei Hata'amim. Pisuk Ta'amim, or Pisukei Hata'amim. This is the Lashon of the Gemara. Hanaginois Kruyin Ta'amim. These notes serve to clarify the meaning of the Pasuk by showing us how the words of the Pasuk are grouped together. What is the source of this Chazal? The Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel quotes from the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Peirches, Pasuk Ches, where the words in the Pasuk are Vayovinu Bamikra. They clarified the reading of the Torah with the trup, with the cantillations. Ezra HaSofer took the Sefer Torah and read from it on Rosh Hashanah. Ezra understood the meaning, the pshat, of the Torah through the Ta'amei HaMikra. The Rosh explains, Sha'al yidei ha'nigun mevinim l'chaber ha'mikra l'mala oy l'mata. The way one sings the trup indicates the true meaning of the pasuk. I will cite one example from the Sefer Vayovinu b'mikra al ha'Torah to illustrate this point. For those of you who have some knowledge of the structure of the trup, you know that the major division of a pasuk is the esnachta. From the first word of the pasuk until the esnachta, we have the first theme of the pasuk. From the esnachta until the end of the pasuk is the second theme. If it is necessary to divide the theme from the first word until the esnachta, then a kotoin, two dots on top of the word, is placed in between, on the word which divides that segment. I'll give you an illustration from the Sefer. The pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy states, Vayotzi'enu Hashem mimitzrayim, Biyod chazaka uvizroya netuya v'moira gadol uv'oisois uv'moifisim. Please open a chumash and see the structure of the trup. Mahapach, pashto, kotoin. Mahapach, pashto, zokeif, kotoin. Tipcha esnachto. That is the first part that ends with the esnachta. There are only two words remaining, ova oisais, ova maifesim, tipcha, and saif pasuk. Obviously, since the esnachta is on the word gadol, ova moira gadol, this word completes the first theme. Well, the big question is, doesn't it seem more logical to place the esnachta after the word mimitzrayim, vayotzi'enu Hashem mimitzrayim? The first thing being that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Then afterwards, the second theme should start with the words Biyad Chazaka, Uvzerayinu Tuyav, Mayra Gadar, Lava Oysayis of Amayfasim, until the end of the Pasuk. Since that segment explains how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So, we must give an answer why there isn't an Esnachta on the word Mimitzrayim. But instead, what do we find there? A Katayin. Why were the last two words of Oysos of Amayfasim put in a category by itself after the Esnachta? The answer given in the Sefer Vayovinu Bamikro is as follows. If you look at the Haggadah Shel Pesach, you will see in the paragraph explaining the Pasuk of Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim that the words of Oysos of Amayfasim certainly belong in a different category. Why? Because the drush of the first segment is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself took us out of Mitzrayim, and not through a malach, not through a shaliach, not through a messenger. Lo yayidei malach, v'lo yayidei sarof, v'lo yayidei shaliach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydoi uv'atzmoi. All of the words, Vayotzeinu Hashem Mimitzrayim biyod chazaka uvizroya netuya uvamayor gadol, represent the actions that Hashem did by himself. However, uvaisois uvamayfasim were through a shaliach. As it says, uvaisois zehamateh. This is the stick, this is the rod that was performed by Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to take the mateh. And Moifasim, over Moifasim Zehadam. This also was not done directly through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but through Aharon, as the Pasuk states, Emor el Aharon, kach matecha, unete yodecha, al meimei Mitzrayim, v'yihiyu dam. Therefore, the trop represents the true division of the Pasuk. The first part represents Hashem performing the miracles by himself. And the second part, where they were performed by Moshe and Aharon, therefore the katan is on the word Mimitzrayim and a subdivision of the first part of the pasuk. My Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, cites many more examples in his Sefer M.S. Liakov, which is a pirush on Chumash. He shows how the pshat in Psukim are to be followed and based on the Ta'amei HaMikra. The Rabbeinu Tam, one of the great Ba'alei Tosafos, composed a beautiful shir, Limud Klolei Ta'amei HaMikra V'dinei Hem. This shir is printed in the Sefer Ta'amei HaMikra, where one can learn the Klolim directly from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber HaSefer writes, V'akaveh ki ha-limud v'hashinun bilshoin shir bilshoinoi ha-kedoisho shel Rabbeinu Tam Zal Yoilu lezikaroin ke'ein hasimonim asher ha-Torah niknes bohem. Next year, I will concentrate on the topic of verbs, parlim, the binyonim of kal and nifal, and that will be an introduction to the other structures as well.